There's always somebody watching, and right now, this weekend, we get to watch football. Actual college football.
Let's go.
That counts in the standings. We got NFL preseason action as well. This is Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. An actual football Friday festival, baby. An actual celebration of America's pastime. Yes, I know the Little League World Series is taking place, and that's a celebration of America's pastime as well. But that was 100 years ago. Football is our pastime now. He is Nick Friedell. I am Braden Gall in for the guys. And one of the preseason games, I saw some headlines here about Tampa Bay and Indianapolis, that Tom Brady is going to play in their final preseason game. Now, I was at Bucks-Titans practice last week, and frankly, that offensive line is highly concerning for you, Nick Friedell, Mr. Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan, and for Tom Brady. I understand, after taking some time off, that he might need to play some reps or get some reps or whatever. At 45 years old, what is he going to learn about himself by playing in this game? And we just talked about a guy getting injured for the year in Chet Holmgren. Isn't this a huge risk for Tom Brady that's completely unnecessary?
It's a huge risk, but I think it is necessary to a point. And the only reason I say that, even as somebody who has loved the Bucs my whole life, is because at some point you need to create some kind of rhythm with what you do have. If these were the same offensive linemen that Brady has been with the last couple of years, I'd say, okay, no problem. But I think they have to learn Brady, and Brady has to learn them. And in this kind of setting, even in the last preseason game, getting those reps together as a group is important. So as much as it may pain me, and I'm going to watch the game through having my hands on my face because I'm going to be worried so much, I think it's worth the risk to get him comfortable with the group that he's got.
Tampa and the Bucks and the Colts in the Anxiety Bowl on Saturday. That's exactly what it is. I saw this firsthand covering the Titans last year when Julio Jones got to camp, ironically now with Tom Brady. He was here in town, and he got hurt literally in the first practice. Pulled the hamstring and never practiced the rest of the season, really, in the preseason. And A.J. Brown was a little dinged up as well. And Ryan Tannehill and his weapons, they didn't get any time at all. And this Titans offense had one of the worst seasons since Ryan Tannehill took over, one of the worst years he's ever had here. And in part, it's because they didn't have the rhythm. So while I totally understand what you're saying, that getting reps is better than not getting reps, the risk versus reward, though, to me, for a guy like Tom Brady, like Ryan Tannehill needs those reps. He needs those reps, and he's gotten them a lot this season for the Titans, this summer. I don't think Tom Brady needs it. Are the Buccaneers okay making the playoffs, getting those reps in weeks 1 through 3? I think they are.
Yeah, but part of the issue here, and Braden, this has got to factor in a little bit at least. They open the season in Dallas, then they've got home games against Rodgers and the Packers and Patty Mahomes and the Chiefs. So this is not just, weeks 1, 2, and 3. Let's find our way against some really bad opponents, and if we split them, no big deal. These are a couple of the very big guns in the NFL. I understand where Todd Bowles is coming from. It's concerning, especially because the offensive line appears so questionable at this point. But at some point, especially because Brady has missed so much time in training camp because of personal reasons, he's got to get some kind of practice and reps with a new offensive line that has got to know, and he's got to know that they – can do the job. So I understand. Just don't drop back and wait too long,
please,
because you lose Tom Brady and there goes the season, of course.
Not a big Blaine Gabbert guy. Okay, fine, whatever.
Hell no.
Listen, I saw that offensive line get destroyed last week in two straight practices against the Tennessee Titans. Now, to be fair, the Titans front seven and their front line, number one in the NFL last year in getting pressure without having to blitz.
So I was going to say, they're going to destroy a lot of offensive lines.
Exactly. But this was before the Bucs lost a second starting offensive lineman to an injury after a guy retired and another guy left. Like, the interior of that offensive line for Tampa is not the same. The weaponry is not the same. Chris Godwin coming off the knee injury. How much does Julio Jones have left in the tank? I think Tampa can make the playoffs. But I think Tampa has changed, and I do not believe this because I looked at some odds, and they're like number two in the betting odds favorite to win the Super Bowl by everybody. And I'm just going, I think this is a good team that can make the playoffs, maybe win the division, but I'm not picking them to win the Super Bowl. I don't think they have the pieces on offense. I think they got them on defense, But I don't know if they've got – the offensive line is too big of a question for me.
There is so much pressure on Brady. And Braden, to me, I'm watching this team come together and you're thinking, okay, when Brady first got there, you want to put some extra pressure on him. You know he's motivated. You know they have the weapons around. And at that point, it was Antonio Brown and Gronk that helped, of course, with the process. But
right.
3 years into the Tampa Tom experience, you'd like to take some of that pressure off him. Feel like they've added it to him. Tom Brady is Tom Brady for a reason. The guy is the best quarterback we've ever seen. I wouldn't put it past him, even at this age, to be able to carry that group when he needs to. But to what you're saying, it is concerning because all those extra weapons that they've had for so long, they aren't there anymore. And you just wonder at this stage if Brady will be able to pull all the weight he's going to need to throughout the season.
Yeah, I think there's extra pressure on him. Not legacy pressure, but just to win this season. And I think the thing that most people are not talking about, Bruce Arians is not the safety blanket on the sidelines during the games now.
Yep.
He's too good of an offensive mind to be away from the team. I know he's still involved, like, you know, partly kind of around and stuff, but he's not going to be there on the sideline to help call plays during the games. And I think that is a bigger loss than people are saying. And to me, the Bucs, it's all about the death by a thousand cuts. It's the little thing, like, okay, the offensive line's not as good. Chris Godwin's not as healthy. The receiving core's not as good. No Gronk. Now Arians is not around. I just think you put it all together, and you're asking Tom Brady to do a lot. I think in the NFC they're going to be okay because they can win a lot of games, but I don't think this is a Super Bowl contender anymore, and I think that flies in the face of what Vegas is telling us in terms of the gambling. And it also ties directly into a team that's playing tonight, Seattle against Dallas with the Cowboys. Dak Prescott's under a ton of pressure. Also some offensive line questions. Also a head coach that people love to discount. There's no question about that with Mike McCarthy. Chris Carlin said it was all about Jerry Jones that's the reason they're not going to win this year or win a Super Bowl. I'm not sure I'm giving Jerry Jones that much credit. If Dallas doesn't win this year and this isn't the year, is there a reason? Is it the offensive line? Is it the head coach? Who are you blaming right now before the Dallas Cowboys actually start the season?
It feels like all signs in this case, Braden, point to Mike McCarthy. I mean, before the season, it was like, is McCarthy the guy? What are the first questions? The first question he got at his press conference was, how much heat do you feel like you're under right now? And he chafed at that. So the seeds have been planted in that regard. If you're the Cowboys and you take out the Jerry Jones spotlight that comes with being on that team, playing under Jerry, and you take away the McCarthy storyline, I think it always goes back to Dak. Dak signed the deal. He hasn't been that type of player that they wanted him to be. If the Cowboys are going to have a strong year, he's got to elevate his own game. But at this stage of his career, we're talking about Brady being able to do it. Have we seen the best of Dak already, especially after the injury? And Braden, that to me is the biggest concern the Cowboys have on top of several as they head into the season.
What's odd is Mike McCarthy has a Super Bowl ring. He has a pretty good resume as a head coach in the NFL, but gets more disrespect than almost any coach in the league with his sort of resume and accomplishments. But then I stop and I go, okay, that's maybe we're being too hard on him. And then I think about Dak Prescott playing for Sean McVay.
Yeah.
Then I think about Dak Prescott playing for Kyle Shanahan. Then I think about Dak Prescott playing for Bruce Arians, Andy Reid. And I just go, that dude's playing in a Super Bowl. And again, maybe that's not fair to Mike McCarthy, and maybe that's not fair. Maybe it's the offensive line needs to take more heat. They've had some injuries. They trade away Cooper. Is that Jerry Jones' fault? Maybe it is. I just think Dak Prescott has all the things to be great. And if he was paired with one of those minds that was continually innovative, right? That's the issue with Mike McCarthy. He was innovative like 10 years ago, and then he stopped. And that was the whole point. Like, it got stale with Aaron Rodgers. I think Dak is totally capable. I don't think it much has much to do with Dak, to be honest. And maybe that's not fair to Mike McCarthy.
Well, that's the problem with McCarthy, Braden, is that when you start to hear as the game passed him by, and that was at the end of his Packers tenure in Green Bay, that's been at the forefront of the conversation with his time in Dallas. I think the hot seat is extremely flammable for Mike McCarthy as we get set for his next year with this group. And if they don't win early, that's the change I think that would be forthcoming.
I completely agree. Fair or not, I completely agree. Nick Friedell, Braden Gall here on Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, of course, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. College football is on the doorstep, and more people need to be excited about it. I'll explain what that means after Nick tells you about Vivid Seats.
Braden, the 2022 baseball season is in full swing, and you can be there to catch all the action live with Vivid Seats. Get out to the ballpark and experience every home run, every web gem, and every walk-off. And with Vivid Seats rewards, you'll be earning free tickets from your very first purchase. Buy 10 tickets, get the 11th one free. That's like getting 10% back on every ticket. From the box seats to the bleachers, Vivid Seats has you covered with tickets at a great price all summer long. Just visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Life happens live.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
College football public service announcement for all you out there, all you haters. Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, Braden Gall, Nick Friedell in for the guys. Of course, ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. And you've already said this a few times on the show today, Nick, and I'm not accusing you of this. I'm not accusing you of needing to listen to this PSA.
Braden, it wouldn't be the first time that somebody thought I was a hater.
That's fair.
Let's fair. Just clear that up right
it's fair.
Now.
I mean, you did spend the entire year in the Nets locker room, so it's fine. So here's the thing. We are all terrified about the future of college football, right? Anybody who loves college football is terrified about the future. We've been freaking out about playoff expansion and realignment and NIL and transfer portal. Everyone's terrified of the future of the game. And while many of those concerns can be and will be justified over time, and we've got to work through some stuff as a sport. I'm going to say we as a college football junkie. It's my favorite sport on the planet, full stop. No other sports come close to college football in my mind. I still like watching all the other ones, but college football is my baby. And I want to challenge people out there who are scared or anxiety-riddled because of all the rule changes and where the sport's headed 10 years from now to just block all of that out and just find a way to choose happiness this fall. Because this is the most wide-open college football season that I have ever seen in 20 years covering the sport. We have conference races in the Big 12 that are wide open. It's a very balanced league. We have conference race for the championship in the Pac-12 that is completely wide open. No one has a clear front-runner in either of those two conferences. Same thing in the ACC. It's the best SEC I've ever seen. Top, bottom, even in the middle. I think college football fans can choose to not be a casual fan this year. Be a diehard and find excellent football every single Saturday, and I think they'll be pretty happy about it. I don't think they'll be disappointed because I think the sport will deliver like it always does every single Saturday this fall, and I cannot wait that it is here tomorrow.
Say it from the rooftops! Braden.
Have I convinced you? Have I convinced you?
I need a little bit more help because the cross between, and this is where I struggle as a casual fan. I have loved football my whole life, but as a college fan, there's not too much to get excited about with the Syracuse Orangemen anymore. So I watch. I grew up in Orlando. I've been watching Florida State, Florida games, and now UCF my whole life. Where I really struggle is it feels like college football has turned into JV pro football. And it feels like the teams that have the most money are going to always be better than the teams that are maybe in a smaller market. And that's not the case in the NFL because of the way that their collective bargaining agreement is structured. Just in general, it feels like there are the haves and the have-nots. And having grown up in Orlando and watched UCF become the power that they have become and going to all these different big bowl games, to now think they're about to go into the Big 12 and it's going to be a diluted version of that conference that we've watched for so many years, and that they may not have, like they haven't all along, the straightest chance to get to the national title game and play on that stage, that is where I struggle. I know that I'll be interested to watch the games because I know I'll be betting on the games like I have for years and years. But for the long-term health of the season, and this is the part where I need your help, it's not about, hey, I'm going to watch these games, this season will be fun. I'm looking at everything with an eye to the future going, do I really get excited?
Why do that to yourself? Why do that to yourself in week zero?
Well, like, you're talking to a 38-year-old single man who's still trying to find love somewhere. So there are a lot of different questions that we could ask here. Lot of different levels.
Yeah, I can't help you with that one.
But as far as the college football stuff goes,
where's Mikey C when you need it? I think again, you have to be like, just choose to find the current, like live it, you know, like all this, the philosophical.
Live in the
cliche.
Moment.
Live in the moment.
Be
the
where your feet are planted.
Go out and touch some grass, Nick. All right. Go out and touch some grass. Cause here's the deal. You're still going to see, like, what makes college football great is not Alabama winning a 400th to national championship. That is not why you, me, everyone in the world fell in love with college football. It's Iowa turning around after the first quarter to wave to a bunch of sick kids in a cancer hospital. That is what makes college football great. Those stories and those relationships, those in-state rivalries, those are the things, the tailgating in the same parking spot for 40 years, walking down the same street that your grandfather walked down, wearing the same color, singing the same fight song that old grandpappy did back in the day. Like, those are that is what makes the game great. And Saban has said this forever. He's said it forever. The playoff is taking our focus away from what makes the game great. And if you choose on Saturday to get into Baylor versus Oklahoma State, or NC State versus Miami, or Oregon versus Oregon State, Oregon State's a good football team this year. The Civil War is going to be a good game at the end of the year. You can choose to get into that. And if you do, you will be rewarded with tremendous entertainment because college football always delivers on Saturdays. But if you allow yourself to get stuck in this obsession with how do we beat Bama? How do we beat Bama? And if that's all you care about, then that's all you're going to see. But you got to challenge yourself to go see the other great stuff. And those other things is what makes the game great. Don't be a casual, Nick. Be a diehard.
I'm gonna try to get unstuck for you, buddy. I'm going to try to make it my mission.
I'm hearing it in your voice, man.
This football season to push through all the different fears that I have about where the game is headed and enjoy the moment that is this season.
Mike, listen, just lay down on the couch and we'll talk it out, all right? we'll talk it out. Just call Gall, all right? Just call
I love it. Okay.
I can't believe I just said that. Candy and Carlin is brought to you by Boost Mobile, a proud sponsor of the 2022 Department of Defense Warrior Games. With Boost Mobile, feel the power of more money in your pocket on one of America's largest 5G networks. Choose joy and happiness. Choose Die Hard fandom. Just choose it, all right? Will the Nets.
Oh, God.
The Brooklyn Nets, baby. No. Talk about choosing joy. Will the Nets finish in the top three in the Eastern Conference by the end of the year? I can't even get it out. I can't even say it. We'll answer that and more, and we'll go through some Respect It or Check It next. This is Kenny and Carlin on ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. My name is Braden Gall. His name is Glass Half Full, Nick Friedell. Joining us on the show, filling in for the guys. We do appreciate you guys hanging out with us here on a Football Friday Festival, our first one of the year where games this weekend will actually affect the standings. How about that? Just a wonderful thing to hear, in my mind at least. So, with that in mind, time for some Respect It or Check It.
Respect It.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Or Check It.
Check.
With Kent and Carlin.
All right, guys. Here we go. You ready?
Born ready.
Let's do it.
All right, Brandon. Let's start off with you first. The Colts will make the playoffs this season. Respect It or Check It.
The Titans are going to win the division. The Colts are going to be better. But I'm going to check it. They don't make the playoffs because the AFC is too deep, and they may even have a winning record in this process as well. I like the Patriots or the Raiders or the Broncos a little bit better than the Colts.
I respect it, and I respect it because Matty Ice has one more really strong season in him. He can make it work over there. I like the other pieces that they have in place. The running game will get rolling. I think they find a way in. I'll take it.
All right, Nick. The Nets will finish in the top three in the Eastern Conference by the end of the regular season. You respecting it or you checking it?
I'm checking it. I can't in good conscience. After everything I watched with that team that unfolded from January on and all the soap opera drama behind the scenes on the floor, I can't believe, guys, as much talent as they have right now on paper. And KD, the Nets put out that statement with, we should include, the boardroom logo on it, which is the company that Durant runs with his business manager, Rich Kleiman, which is hilarious that they put that logo on there. I can't believe that they're going to fix everything that they're going to need to rise up that fast to get to that point. I think they'll be good, and if they still stay healthy, they'll have a chance in the playoffs, but I don't think they'll be a top three seed.
I know super teams are still a thing, and talent in the NBA has always won. It's always the thing you got to have to win championships. You got to have dudes. And they got dudes, but they don't have anything else. I'm checking it, but you tell me right off the top of your head, who is automatically better than Brooklyn right now over an 82-game season? Milwaukee?
Milwaukee and Boston.
Easy, right?
Easily.
That means there's no margin for error for them to be a top three team. Check it, for sure.
All right, moving on. Braden, the Chiefs will win the AFC West for the seventh straight season. Are you respecting or checking it?
I respect it, man. I think the Chargers are great. There's a lot of tough games on that schedule. The Raiders are going to score a boatload of points. Denver's going to be really, really dangerous. I just think Patty Mahomes is on a mission. I think that dude feels disrespected. He's the guy who's won in the playoffs every single year and gotten to the AFC Championship game, played in Super Bowls, won a Super Bowl. I'll take the guy who's done it over the guy who hasn't every single time. Give me the Chiefs to win the West.
Where's my Daniel Bryan? Yes, 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 yes. I couldn't have said it better myself. Chiefs have Mahomes. Nobody else does. He has listened to everybody say, oh, they lost Tyreek Hill. They can't be the same. They don't have the weapons in place that they've had in the past. That dude is unbelievable, and he will make everybody else around him better. The Chiefs are the team to beat.
Chiefs and Bulldogs and Georgia Bulldogs and the Kansas City Chiefs, kind of similar here?
Yeah.
little like somehow, some way, very well respected, but also under the radar at the same
time. Although I don't see Kirby Smart rocking all the Tommy Bahama shirts that Andy Reid does with the cheeseburgers.
Well, it's because he saves all that fashion money for the haircut. You know? Big dollars on that do he's got.
That's right.
Kirby.
Moving on.
Talk about checking it. I'm checking the haircut.
Staying in the AFC, the Dolphins and their new wide receiver, Tyreek Hill, has been making a lot of noise, saying how the offense is going to be good, Tua is going to be great. The Dolphins will make the playoffs this season. Nick, are you respecting or are you checking it?
I'm checking it. I'm not buying because of all the talent that's already in the AFC. And aside from Tyreek Hill, I know that there's hope around Tua. And there's hype around Tua, but there haven't been that big of a set of results yet around Tua. At least on this level, I don't know if he can be that guy who can raise everybody up the way we've talked about all day. Patty Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, to name a few. I don't believe that he can do it. Therefore, I don't believe that the Dolphins' time is just yet.
So I'm going to check it. But it's more because the AFC is extremely deep and there's still some prove it left into his game. But here's the thing. I'm buying that offense fantasy production-wise. They are going to
You're buying Mike McDaniel.
I'm buying Mike McDaniel. I like what he delivers in the run game. Really creative rushing attack. But I love the yak on that team, baby. Jaylen Waddle is going to catch 100 passes all within 8 yards of the line of scrimmage, and he's going to add 6 or 7 yards on every one of them. Tyreek Hill changes the way that offense goes down the field. They got dudes everywhere. Tua, all he has to do is distribute. I'm buying all those fantasy weapons. I think all of them are worth owning in your fantasy league. But I think that 9-8 record isn't good enough to get them in the playoffs.
All right, let's finish with a little college football brain. Alabama will win the college football playoff national championship. Respect it or check it.
All right, so just ignore everything I said last segment. About being a diehard and choosing joy, because on Saturdays you can choose to enjoy lots of great college football if you want to, but if you're talking about the national championship, it is the Alabama Crimson Tide and everybody else. They have the best offensive player. They have the best defensive player. They have the greatest coach in the history of the game. They have the best roster in America. They're going to be a 14-point favorite in every single game they play. They maybe could lose one game to either Georgia or Ohio State. My money's on Alabama winning the national championship, baby.
I'm checking it only because, Braden, every single person I know, and now you included, are all about Bama. And my own gambling history at least tells me that when that starts to happen, you take a deep breath and maybe walk to a different side. Bama's awesome. All the pieces appear to be in place. But I think somebody in that national title game will come up and knock them down.
Now, the team that I've got money on to win the national championship because of value is Georgia. That's the team that I think is under – there's only three, in my opinion, that can win it, Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State. We know that. But if you're asking me which one of those three is not getting enough run, not getting the talk, that we're sort of serving up the rat poison for him to use in the locker room, the bulletin board material. I don't even know if locker rooms have bulletin boards anymore, but whatever that is. Georgia and Kirby Smart are the ones that are using where they're at in the poll and in this conversation to their advantage. And otherwise, Alabama has to use that every day. He's got to fight that. Nick Saban's got to fight that urge every single day to keep his kids humbled. I think we're going to see lots of blowups, by the way. Here's a prediction for you from Nick Saban. I think Nick Saban's going to have like 3 massive press conference blowups this year where he's just like screaming at people because he's trying to get his team to stay focused and ignore the rat poison. If that makes sense.
Oh, it makes tons of sense, but I don't even know if that will keep the hype train slowing down at all.
I know.
Because that one's long gone with this team at this point.
Yeah. I mean, listen, that was a rebuild, quote unquote, rebuilding year last year, and they played in the national championship game. And actually, we're tied with Georgia basically late into that game. So, respect it or check it is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. Again, give me the dogs. Those future bets, if you're betting on a national champion, I'll take the dogs. I think that's the one nobody's talking about. So there you have it. Nick Friedel, Braden Gall in for the guys, Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. Would you ever take a class in college on the songs of Taylor Swift? Now, that's a tease, folks. We'll explain next when we go 3 and out. This is Canty and Carlin with Braden Gall and Nick Friedel on ESPN Radio.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
I got to tell you, we've talked a lot of college football, NBA, a lot of NFL, Tom Brady, all kinds of stuff today on the show. But I got to tell you, you know what? I know we're watching college football tomorrow, Nick, on Saturday. I know it. It's a great day. It's a great time to be alive in this country. College football is here. But Nashville, where I'm at, let me tell you, all they're watching tomorrow, 3:30 p.m. Eastern time on ABC, the West Hawaii versus the Southeast Nolensville, Tennessee, which is about 15 minutes away from where I'm sitting right now. Nashville is all over the Little League World Series, baby, and they are obsessed with this. Could not be a cooler event for a group of people in a community. Nashville is so rallied around this team. I'm sorry. I love the islands. I love the Hawaiian kids, man. I love it, but give me Nolensville all the way, baby. Nashville is obsessed with this. Are you into the Little League World Series tomorrow?
I am when I have, or at least I feel like I have a connection to the team. And, Braden, I got goosebumps as you were saying that for two reasons. One, when I was like 14 or 15, a team from Apopka, Florida, which is right outside Orlando, I believe they went to the Little League World Series and got close to winning the whole thing. And then when I was living in Chicago a few years ago, a team that that later got broken up because they broke a few rules and building it, but they were the talk of the city of Chicago in that moment because everybody wanted to see them win the whole thing. Nothing can unify a community from a sports standpoint quite like a Little League team from that city or that town going all the way. So it is awesome, and good luck to the kids from Nolensville, because I know that every TV in that whole area will be lined up cheering them on.
Are you on the bandwagon now? Can we count you as part of the club? Are you in with us?
I absolutely will be for you. And if you can find me a size 8 hat to fit this dome, I will be rocking a Nolensville Little League.
Dude, that's like some Kevin Mensch nonsense. That's a big noggin right there, dude. I'm like 7 1/4. Listen, there is like one kid on the team that might have a size 8 hat, actually. He looks like he's like 4 feet taller than everybody else. You got the international final, of course, game 35 of the Little League World Series tomorrow, 12:30 p.m., Asia Pacific versus the Caribbean, of course, and then you got Hawaii versus Tennessee. Oh, it's so good, man. And we talk about college athletics and the love of the game. Like, this is another level. This is a totally different level. And I'm living in it, so I know I've got a different perspective, but these kids they've captured the hearts and minds of the entire Middle Tennessee area, and the city of Nashville is obsessed with these guys, and it's going to be awesome. Again, game 35 and 36 tomorrow on ABC, 12:30 and 3:30. Go Nolensville, baby! Go Nolensville! Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80. His name is Nick Friedell. My name is Braden Gall, in for the guys. God, college football is here, baby. It's here. Cannot wait. All right, it's time to go 3 and out, boys.
Sometimes it's the worst. Sometimes it's the best. Either way, we'll get you straight with everything you need to know. This is 3 and out.
All right, guys, first up. We got Las Vegas Aces Becky Hammon was named the 2022 WNBA Coach of the Year. Braden, what's your thoughts on this?
I mean, it's hard to argue, right? I mean, this is a sport and a product that has been growing so fast. I'm here in Tennessee. I'll be very honest. I'm a University of Tennessee alum. You know, women's basketball has been a big part of my life all through growing up as a sports fan. It's a huge part of people here in the state of Tennessee. So, love to see this. Love to see the recognition and totally deserving, Becky Hammon, for sure.
I think it's cool in this regard especially, guys. Becky Hammon, a lot of people thought she was going to get an NBA head coaching look. It hasn't happened yet. Mark Davis, who owns the Raiders, owns the Aces. He spent big money in the WNBA's case to bring Becky Hammon to Las Vegas. It has paid out. in a major way so far, and to see that success that early on when the money's been invested, I think that's a very good sign for the league.
All right, next up, the University of Texas is offering a class on the songs of Taylor Swift. They are offering this, they're calling it the Taylor Swift Songbook, and they're going to be studying alongside such literary icons as Shakespeare, John Keats, and Robert Frost. Nick, would you take a class on Taylor Swift if you're still in college?
Oh, if I knew that Taylor was coming in to be a guest lecturer, sure. Otherwise, I'm not that familiar with the entire catalog. It would be a hell of a way to meet some girls, which I'd be all for at that point. Hell, I'm all for it now. But I don't know if I would actually get into that class, because the other thing that I learned in college was when you wanted to take a class that everybody was trying to get into, I never got into those classes most of the time, even as a senior. So the line will be long. I don't think I would. I would check the box.
So I have to be careful how I say this. As a Nashville native, where Taylor Swift, T-Swizzle's from, of course, she's up the road here in greater Nashville area. Got to be careful, because she's incredibly, with the philanthropy she does in this area, incredible work she does with charity, incredible success. She's her own songwriter, which is better than most pop stars in any genre of music. Give her a lot of credit for that. So I've cleared my throat.
I'm waiting for the butt.
I've cleared my throat sufficiently. Suggesting that T-Swizzle is as good as Shakespeare or Robert Frost is just a bridge too far. It's just,
what about Jay-Z?
It's too much. I'd go Hova. That's fine. We can go Hova. I'm good with Hova being up there. I mean, I'd rather have Killer Mike, but it's fine. I think I just history of rock and roll, maybe. That's a great class. That's the one we all wanted to be in. All the Tennessee football players were in there. That's the one we wanted. I'm not sure Taylor Swift has gotten to that level yet. And I say that with all due respect. And once I say with all due respect, I can say whatever I want after that. So,
wow, you just unleashed Taylor Swift fans. Good luck.
I know. The hive is coming after
me. Yeah, too bad for you. Last up, Chipotle's new scented candle is a nod to customers who, quote, accidentally fill the water cups with lemonade. The Chipotle water cup candle is a tongue-in-cheek homage to fans who accidentally fill their water cups with lemonade. Priced at $28, the clever new candle even looks like the smaller cups that the fast casual chain gives away to customers who request water. Braden, have you ever requested water and filled it up with anything other than water?
Oh, I've accidentally hit the I pushed the cup a little too far into the dispenser there, and I got half water and half lemonade on accident. I'll be guilty. I'll put my hand up and be accounted for. I've definitely done that on occasion. It's happened accidentally, not at a Chipotle, but accidentally. I just don't understand. Like, what are they trying to accomplish with this? Like, are they making fun of people stealing from them? Like, what are they trying to do? Like, are they trying to?
They want you to know that they're in on the joke.
That they know.
That's exactly right. I actually have not, but I have not for a pretty solid reason. When I was like 12 or 13, I don't remember if we were at a McDonald's, we were somewhere, and one of my buddies asked for a water cup, and he got Coke. Woo!
Oh, that's not how you do it.
Very obviously, but so the manager saw him, it was like, you got to pay for that. And that stuck with me. That has waged the test of time for 20 plus years at this point. So when I get a water cup in a restaurant, I just imagine everybody watching me like they were watching Carlin pick up all those pizza slices. So I stay away.
There's only one way to abuse the system of the soft drink dispensary, and that is the one that's attached to the water. That's the only one that you can use. It's the only way you can stick it to the man, Nick. That's the only way. You got to get the half water, half lemonade. Oh, my bad. I accidentally pushed the cup in too far. My bad.
The penalty should be you have to buy a $28 candle now.
God, candles, man. Price of candles has gone off the charts, man. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Nick, always a pleasure, my friend, to hang out with you and to work with you. You're great. I appreciate it. Go have some fun with the Brooklyn Nets. My name is Braden Gall. You can get to me on Twitter at Braden Gall, at Nick Friedell. Of course, everybody have a great and wonderful and spectacular college football week zero, folks. Have a great one, everybody. This has been Canty and Carlin. Spain and Fix is next right here on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.